Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Drive with Carrington wherever you are.
We're very excited to be joined by our next guest. He was first team All Big 12 in 2018 and 2019. He was Mr. Basketball in Kansas in 2015. He currently plays for Rob's favorite basketball team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Dean Wade joins us on the show today. Dean, how's it going, man?
It's going good. It's going good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. How cool is it to see your alma mater making a run in this tournament?
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's awesome. Nothing better than being able to talk as much trash to your teammates as you want.
Which teammate are you have you been talking trash with?
All of them, really. I like to, especially like Jarrett Allen, you know, Texas alum. I know they're still fighting too, but it's always nice to just be able to throw that out there every once in a while.
I was doing a little reading on your bio as you were scheduled to come on the show today. Did you ever have a choice of where you wanted to go? Because I'm reading out of it. You grew up in a small town in Kansas. Your dad went to K-State. I'm not even sure if you went to go visit anywhere else.
Yeah, I had a few other options, but K-State was definitely my biggest offer, and I took my visit, man, and it was meant to be.
What was it like when you finally got that call that you were going to be a Wildcat?
Man, it was a dream come true. Really was. It was, I was with my parents, and it all went down. And man, I was so excited. I couldn't sleep that night. I was called everyone I knew. It was amazing. It really was a dream come true.
I just remember watching you play in college and just seeing how your game just really grew over time. Was there that moment where things sort of started to click for you, where you realized that you could play at this level and you eventually had a chance to get to where you are right now and having a very successful NBA career?
Yeah, I think my freshman year of college had a pretty good few games. And then I think what really kind of especially for me, was when I got all newcomer team in the Big 12. And that's really when I realized, like, oh, this, I can really play at this level. And then my sophomore year, was playing really well, was like leading the Big 12 and scoring for a little bit of the opening half of the Big 12. So I think my freshman sophomore year was when I realized I could really make maybe get paid to play this game.
Right now, we're talking to Dean Wade. He went to K-State. K-State finds themselves in the Sweet 16. They'll be playing Michigan State tomorrow. Dean, if somebody didn't see you play in college and you were going back on YouTube and you wanted to show them how good of a college basketball player you were, what game would you show them to show how great of a college player you were at K-State?
I think I might have to go Iowa State my junior year or Baylor my senior year. Baylor, Oklahoma, my senior year. Either one of those games, probably.
Right now, we're talking to Dean Wade here for a couple of more minutes. Dean, have you got a chance to talk to this current team? Have you got an opportunity to catch up with Jerome Tang? I know you're busy with your own individual season. What's been your contact like with this current team?
I was in Manhattan a while this summer, and I met those guys, met all the new guys. This summer, you know, they're a great, great staff, great people. Everyone I met was super welcoming and, obviously knows the game really well. So, but through the season, you know, it's been hard to keep up with like a lot of those guys, and obviously not having a relationship before this year is tough. But, you know, I'd keep in contact with them, you know, probably get some text messages here and there every couple weeks. And then maybe a Zoom call here and there with the team. So, keep in contact with them a little bit.
I was just going to ask you that because you played for Weber and now the coaching change and that crossover. I was curious of how much Tang has really reached out to guys like you. I mean, you're a guy that one day should have your name up in the rafters. Like, you should be up there with Jacob Pullen and Michael Beasley. You're one of the best players that ever played at that university. It sounds to me like, at least over the summer, that they did reach out and try to have you come back and have you talk to these current guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're like super welcoming. I mean, like he always said, you know, right when he got there, I was like, yeah, it's all right if I, you know, work out here for. He's like, man, this is your home as much as it's mine. Whenever you want to come in, man, it's all yours. And so, I mean, he was always super nice, super welcoming. You know, even talking to him, man, he's so funny. He's a funny guy, and you know, doesn't even feel like we were strangers. I mean, I felt like I knew him like my whole life.
Right now, we're talking to Dean Wade. Dean Wade played at Kansas State from 2015 to 2019. He currently is in the NBA. Dean, which one were you more nervous for? Were you more nervous for your first college game or your first NBA game?
First college game, by far. That was the most nervous I think I've ever been, was my first college game.
Who was it against?
My first college game was an exhibition against Fort Hays, and I was so nervous. I almost threw up before the game. I was so nervous. But you know, once you get on the court, all the nerves kind of go away. But man, I still remember this day. I was walking out there, and I've never been that nervous my whole life.
When you got to the NBA, who was the guy that you went up against? Like, what was your welcome to the NBA moment?
My welcome to the NBA moment probably is a little different because I was on the same team as the guy. So my rookie year, we're in practice. One of the first practices of the training camp, and my team is up two, and I'm guarding Kevin Love, and he comes off a screen, does this little bump, bumps me off, shoots a three for the game, and then just smiles at me and just pats me on my back as he runs by and game me. And that was like my first really welcome to the NBA moment was in practice. My first one in the game, though, my rookie year, I went in and I was guarding Julius Randle. And so I've been sitting on the bench for a long time, and you know, he's been playing. First possession that I come in, they go ISO right at the elbow, and that was my welcome to the NBA moment.
I was going to say, like, Kevin Love, like, that was probably a player that when you were coming up, you kind of looked at his game and tried to copy a lot of it, like a bigger guy who could kind of step out and shoot threes, put the ball on the floor. Like, Kevin Love is, like, a really good example of sort of, like, what your ceiling is as a player.
Yeah, I mean, that's who I always looked up to. I mean, I watched so much film on him in college that when, you know, I actually met him, I was, like, starstruck almost.
That is our guy, Dean Wade, joining us on the show today. Dean Wade played for K-State from 2015 to 2019. He currently is on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he's here to celebrate the Wildcats making the Sweet 16 in a game up against Michigan State. Dean, congratulations for all your success, man, and playing in the NBA. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.